Well, obviously, it's an interesting election year. So the anti-incumbent, anti-establishment that we've seen in both parties, I think, colors the convention. Obviously, you have a once-in-a-generation candidate in Donald Trump. So I think, most of the time we expect these conventions to be pretty well scripted, sort of made for television events. This event is different because I think nobody here really knows what's going to happen.
Remind us in generic terms, if you would, who makes up the delegation from Idaho?
Well, the formal delegation are people selected through the primary process. So the formal delegates from Idaho were those that were chosen through the Idaho primary. So the majority of delegates from Idaho are pledged to Ted Cruz, while obviously the majority of the convention delegates are with Mr. Trump. But there's a whole bunch of other folks who go as well. So obviously media people, guests of delegates. So the whole of the delegation is quite large, but it's really just that, this handful of people who are actual delegates will be casting votes on the floor of the convention to nominate Mr. Trump formally.
Have you had a chance to hang out and spend some time with the folks from Idaho, the delegates?
Just a little bit. We had a welcome event, and I had a chance to mingle a little bit. But most of the there's sort of two sets of events here. One are sort of the large everybody from all the states, and then the state specific ones. I've been going to most of the larger ones because I'm interested in getting the mood of delegates around the country as well. So I've had a chance to bump into Idaho delegates, but I haven't been hanging out very much with the Idaho delegation in particular.
Just in that limited interaction, can you give us a sense for sort of their mood, besides probably what is expected to be some excitement on the eve of the beginning of this big event?
Well, I mean, there's certainly excitement. I mean, this is my third Republican convention in a row. This is the first one that actually had a Monday. This is the first full 4-day convention the Republicans have had in quite a long time. The city is certainly bursting with activity. I think there's a clear sense of enthusiasm and excitement about what's coming. And frankly, despite the differences between the candidates that we saw during the primary election, and it was a pretty hotly contested primary election, I think the unifying factor here is the sort of anti-Obama mood is very, very strong, as you can imagine. But I think aside from that, I think that the main thing is that Cruz delegates came in, wanting to not embarrass Mr. Trump, but certainly make the case that in the future the Republicans would be better off nominating a more conservative, reliably conservative candidate like Mr. Cruz. And as a result, I think what we're seeing is a lot of effort to try to impact party rules.
Corey, real quick in closing here, you're a veteran of these national conventions, a political scientist, somebody who thinks about politics on a very regular basis. What's the number one thing that you are most interested in watching this week?
Well, I am interested in the future of both political parties, frankly. I think both parties had highly contentious primary elections, and I think both parties are at this interesting pivot point. And so to me, I think you get a big sense of where the party is going to be 4 years from now at these conventions. So I look for how the delegates respond to different speakers. There's a lot of rumors about how delegates might respond to Mr. Trump, including some delegates from states, potentially even staying home on Thursday night and not attending the speech. I'm interested to see how enthusiastic they are about their nominee and whether, some of the headline speakers are actually even going to reference Mr. Trump. We had 4 years ago, for example, in the keynote address, Governor Chris Christie barely mentioned Mitt Romney at all. It was very clearly an effort to talk about himself and his role in New Jersey and not necessarily even support the candidate. So I'm interested in listening to sort of the subtext of some of these speeches. Is the party going to unify behind Mr. Trump and his vision for not only the country, but the future of the Republican Party? Or are delegates going to start working along with candidates working for 4 years from now and looking at how they might reshape the Republican Party moving forward?
Corey Cook is the dean of Boise State University School of Public Service. Corey, thank you very much for the time. Enjoy the week.
Thank you very much.